This is Franz with the Travel Trade Exchange podcast. I want to encourage our listeners to go to our website. The website is www.traveltradeexchange.com. Join, and that just entails making up some username and putting your email in, and then proving that you're an individual and not a bot by typing in a code. And then that gives you access to our website, which gives you the ability to vote on stories, and also to submit your own story, which I highly encourage you to do. On the right-hand side, when you sign on the second line down, there will be a box which says Submit Stories. Just click that box. It will open up a page which will allow you to submit either a written story or upload an MP3. Please give us your audio stories. Share them with others. Tell us your travel experiences. Give us your travel tips. And that will help a lot in keeping this podcast going. That out of the way, let me talk about traveling in Turkey. I've spent a lot of time in Turkey. Over a year of my life in the past 12 years. I've gone back to Turkey over and over and over again because that's where my sailboat had been. At the end of the summer, after sailing with clients and family up and down the coast, I would usually take at least a week and give myself time for a vacation from a vacation. I know it sounds like it's just the life of Riley to be sailing up and down the Turkish coast, but let me tell you, when you are taking care of guests 24 hours a day, when you are the only person that knows how to sail, when you're responsible for everybody else, it gets a little exhausting. So I give myself a little time to unwind and also explore this great country. Turkey is very interesting. I like to travel by land primarily because I like to see the geography of the areas that I travel. Turkey is one of the easiest countries to get around in. They have a lousy train system, but an extremely developed bus system. And you can get pretty much anywhere in Turkey by bus. And the bus rates are very reasonable. The buses are clean, modern, usually Mercedes-Benz buses. And they have a lot of overnight bus routes, which I don't like. I do not like doing the overnight bus trips. I like to see the country, so if I can, I try to go during the day. Once in a while, when I'm forced to go a long distance and the only option is an overnight bus, I will do it. I don't do well sleeping on a bus, so I try to avoid this. I'd rather spend the money for a cheap hotel and get a good night's sleep than try to sleep on a bus. I'm 6'2" tall, and the buses are not made for me. The legroom is about like that on a coach seat on an airline, so I would prefer to see things during the day. Buses will stop every hour or two, so you can get off and relieve yourself if you need to. So buses are the primary way to get between cities. Once you're in the city, you can pretty much get anywhere you want to go through what are called dolmishes. And dolmishes are basically minibuses, and they're everywhere, and they go everywhere. And it's sometimes a bit of a challenge to find out how to get to a location, but what I've found is the easiest thing to do is just ask people. And if somebody doesn't understand English, they will find somebody that will understand English to be able to help you out. The end location on the dolmishes is listed on the outside of the bus in the front. So if you know the city you're going to or the village you're going to, you can look around for that name on these dolmishes and then just get on. Once you get on, you will see a price posted. Just pay the price. If you don't have change, the driver will make you change. And as other people get on, you'll get a close personal experience. I once was on a dolmish to get from Antalya to the town of Finiki. I'd flown into Antalya. The easiest way to get to Finiki would be a taxi. However, the taxis were very expensive, probably in the neighborhood of $100. So I took a dolmish from the airport to the main bus station. At the main bus station, I saw that the main bus going to Finiki had left, so I started looking around for a dolmish and finally found a dolmish that took me there. On the way, there was an attractive Turkish woman sitting on the dolmish, And I started a conversation with her. She was from Istanbul. She worked in the TV industry in Istanbul. She was on her way to see some friends and spend a holiday with some friends. A nice conversation. But as people got on the bus driver separated me from her and sat a woman next to her. And this is very common in Turkey. Very seldom will you have a conversation with the opposite sex. It's just not really accepted in Turkey. So knowing this, I just resigned myself to sitting next to another man, and that was that. It's sometimes fun just to go on a dolmish. I was in Bodrum. I wanted to go up to Ephesus. There was no easy way to go directly to Ephesus, so I took a bus to one town, a dolmish to another town, another bus to another town, and eventually got to Selçuk, which is the town just outside of Ephesus. Visited Ephesus and then was able to find a direct bus back to Bodrum from Selçuk on the way back. One time I had left my boat in a town called Ivalik. And Ivalik is in the northern part. Ivalik is in the northern part of Turkey on the Aegean Sea, just to the east of the island of Lesbos. So if you see the island of Lesbos, which is in Greece, just to the east of it will be a little town called Ivalik. The problem with being in Ivalik was it was very difficult to get there. The only two ways to get there were either to take a flight from Istanbul down to Izmir and a bus up, or a bus from Istanbul down to Ivalik. Now, I had done the bus before, and it went basically around the peninsula through Bursa and then eventually getting to Ivalik, and it was about a 7-hour bus ride. I thought, well, let's see, there's a ferry that goes right across the Sea of Marmara, and it ends up in a town called Bandırma. And I thought, well, geez, it looks like Ivalik's not that far from Bandırma. So I took the ferry across the Sea of Marmara, got to Bandırma, found the bus station in Bandırma, and it was a small bus that ended up taking me not to Ivalik. I took a bus from Bandırma to Akçay, and Akçay, I was expected to change buses to get on another bus to Ivalik. When I arrived in Akçay, it was late at night, and when I went into the bus station, all the offices were closed with the exception of one. And I went up to the people behind this counter and I explained that I was trying to get to Ivalik. They understood and they said, well, just sit there. They didn't understand English. They couldn't speak English. But they motioned for me to sit down and I sat down. And after a while, I got nervous. They came back out to me and had me sit down again. Eventually, after about a half an hour, the man said, follow me, or he didn't say follow me, he motioned for me to follow him, and we went out and stood on the curb, and a big bus came by, and he talked to the driver, and I got on the bus, and the bus didn't charge me anything. You will, if you trust in people in Turkey, they will take care of you. I've always found the Turks to be very good to tourists and travelers, and they have always taken care of me, so I would recommend that you, when you travel in Turkey, do some land-based travel. I've been all over Turkey, and I'll talk about some of the places I've been at later podcasts. But for now, this is the podcast for today, and I would encourage you to please submit your own stories, give us some information, help educate us all, and remember, you will be remembered by the stories you tell. Again, our website is www.traveltradeexchange.com. Thank you.